This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quarterback drama, perhaps what we all thought would happen, or what a lot of us think will happen, is exactly what's going to happen. Aaron Rodgers announces he's coming to the Steelers at this Pat McAfee event, which is this Wednesday. Am I right about that, Limits?
That's right. I'm going. I will be there.
You're going?
I am going. Me and Jack Kilgrove are going.
How much was your seat, if you don't mind my asking? Or did you get comped?
No, I did not get comped, and that's not from a lack of trying. But it ended up with fees, which are ridiculous, which hopefully are going away soon, and everything else I think ended up being like $70.
Bob, would you pay $70 for that?
All due respect, no, I just wouldn't.
I just want to see Aaron Rodgers walk out onto that stage.
That's going to be good.
Mark Caballi said, no, it's not
happening. Mark Caballi has no idea what's going on.
You're right.
Oh, my God. A shot from Limits again.
Caballi says all the time with us he has no idea what's going to happen there if Rodgers is walking out or not.
That's first Caballi he goes after Bostic, now Caballi. Bob, can you believe this
Caballi
guy?
Caballi has said it multiple times on our air he doesn't know.
If you had to bet right now, is that what's going to happen?
That he would do it?
That he's going to announce Wednesday at this event?
I would bet that he's not going to do it, and I don't think the Steelers would want him to do it there. So, no, I don't think,
The Steelers are going to have any say over what Aaron Rodgers does.
Okay.
I don't even think – I think he'll still do the McAfee show, even if they don't want him to.
But that may be true.
Well, what's the holdup, and when will
know.
He announce
there
it?
There is no other option at this point. It's either he plays there or he retires.
No, there's a thing you said he could do, which is wait to see if somebody gets hurt.
But, you know, you're going to do that. You're going to wait until week 10 or 9 or whatever. He may do that. I brought that up as just an option, but I don't think it's a realistic one for teams. I thought Minnesota could have been. Maybe he's still holding out hope. Maybe there's a thought in his mind that Minnesota will still change their mind.
Maybe he's waiting to see how camp goes with J.J. McCarthy.
He could, and that may be realistic. So that leads us to this. Play a little game with me. What happens if the Steelers don't get an answer by their draft? Can they just assume, or do you think a lot of people have felt there's already a deal in place that they just, you know, he hasn't agreed to officially say it? That's kind of risky business, isn't it? To wait as long as he wants you to wait.
Yeah.
Because you never know what he's thinking.
That's why I found it comical when Art tried to put his figurative foot down the other day when he's like, we won't wait forever. Really? Because from their perspective, Bob, if they think he's there, if he's the guy who can take them where they haven't been in 8 years, why wouldn't you just wait forever? What else are you going to do?
I don't know.
There's nothing else. You've waited this long. If you think he's the guy, you might as well wait longer.
What I hope they don't do is rush into making a pick that they don't have to make because they feel they just need to make a pick. You heard Bruce Feldman talk about Jalen Milroe. He called him a project. He said he's one of those guys. He's got a great arm, but he's...
That's what I wanted to talk about, Bob. He got invited to the draft. Did you see that story?
Milroe?
Yes.
No, I didn't see that, no. So he's going to be there?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Doesn't that indicate that somebody over there thinks he might go in the first round?
I guess that's...
And doesn't that fuel Steelers speculation?
It might, sure. You know, I don't know where his situation is. I've heard different things about him, making me think he's going to be a mid-round pick, a third.
As the website Outkick.com, among others, say, the NFL seems to believe Jalen Milroe will be a first-round pick. He's been invited to Green Bay. He's a borderline first-round prospect. Wonder Twin, what do you make of that?
I think it's kind of outrageous, but I also think that it speaks to the fact that teams are so quarterback desperate and quarterback needy that if they view him as that potential fringe fourth guy, somebody might just be desperate enough to trade up and pick him in the back end of the first round.
As this piece says, the NFL invites players it believes are first-rounders. What is going on here, Bob? Are they going to shock us and take Jalen Milroe?
In the first round, that would be a little bit of a reach based on what I've heard from a different people here who do this for a living.
If they do that, I will be insufferable Friday morning. I will be like painfully irritated.
Wasn't Levis and Butthead invited to the draft? Remember that?
Yeah,
I think
he
was with his mayonnaise taken in the second round.
Right, exactly. So
well,
they believe
guys,
that this guy
guys
is
who've waited there. And
Aaron Rodgers is the most famous example, but he did get picked in the first round.
Yeah.
Levis and Butthead was just there doing this, Bob, a couple years ago.
I would be shocked, really, if Jalen Milroe ended up in the first round.
I don't see how you could be at this point. As this story says, clearly the NFL at some level thinks Milroe will be gone by the end of the first round.
Okay. We'll see.
What would be more surprising to you, the Steelers taking Jackson Dart or Milroe?
Milroe. By far Milroe. Especially because we know that they have some interest in Dart. He's also a candidate that people are saying is going to be a first-round pick at this point.
If they're inclined to take a quarterback and Milroe, Dart, and Shedeur Sanders are on the board, if he drops, who do you think they would take and who would you take of those three if you had to take a quarterback?
I would take Dart only because I still have questions about. I have questions about all of them, though. That would be my take. But if I had to pick one, probably Dart. Although I think Shedeur Sanders, may be a better fit long term. But I hopefully it doesn't come down. I don't think it will come to that. I think those guys will all be taken. The two that we talked about, Dart. And
you think
Shedeur
Dart will be gone?
Yeah, I do.
Bruce Feldman gave the most lukewarm, or at least relayed the most lukewarm.
He made
scouting
you,
reports
he made
on
you
that
temper
guy.
Your optimism, that's for sure. I saw your face, and your face just completely changed.
I may need
the
to be medicated, Bob.
You had with Jackson Dart, and all of a sudden it started drooping.
Did you notice that?
I noticed.
It was like somebody in the green room.
And I said, oh my goodness, something's changing inside of Joe Starkey.
I was the quarterback in the green room who's watching every pick go by and not getting picked.
What a torturous time that must be, though, for those guys. Waiting and waiting and waiting. If your name doesn't get called.
Bob, is it 12:52 already?
It is. Time flies.
I was operating this whole segment thinking it was 11:52.
No,
time flies.
It does.
You're having fun.
Hey, RG3 tweeted out, Jalen Milroe blazes to a 4.37 in the 40-yard dash. RG3 says, and I quote, limits. He is this draft class's Justin Fields. In the right situation with all the right pieces around him, he possesses elite traits that no other QB in this draft has. Ceiling for him, says RG3, is Jalen Hurts. Your thoughts?
Well, if he's comparing him to Justin Fields, who the Steelers let walk out the door because they didn't want to fully commit to him, is that a guy that you necessarily want? I mean, I don't really care how fast he runs. Like, he's not playing wide receiver and he's not playing running back. How well do you deliver the football? What's your decision making like in the fourth quarter? And what's your turnover percentage? And those are the things I don't like about Milroe.
Bob, your thoughts on the RG3 tweet? I mean, it does matter how you run.
It does, but the Steelers had one of those guys right then and there, and I think they could have made him better in year two.
Why didn't they just bring back Justin Fields?
I thought that was the call.
We could have all moved on to another 9-8 season and a blowout playoff loss and been happy forevermore.
You'll probably say that no matter who the quarterback is this year. So,
yeah, who won't say that?
But I think it would have been an easier situation for now. And again, when you have potential upside on the other end of it, and I think there is some with him still, I still think Justin Fields could be a better pocket quarterback than we've seen. Complimenting with his legs, I think he could be. That's why I would have done it. And if it didn't work, I'd draft the guy next year.
All right. Well, I'll finish this segment this way. Who are the two quarterbacks on this roster when the season begins? And will the Steelers
just two?
The top two.
The top two. Okay.
And when will the Steelers draft a quarterback, this year or next year? Give me your answer to that, Bob.
Rodgers and Rudolph, mm-hmm. and then next year. Although they could, in the middle of the round this year, come up with somebody.
When will Aaron Rodgers say he's the Steelers quarterback?
I don't know the answer to that.
What's your best guess?
After
the season opener? Will he be there for week two?
OTAs heading into minicamp.
Wonder Twin?
The Steelers quarterbacks will be Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph. Aaron will announce it at the Pat McAfee show, and if not, a day or two later, because there will be speculation around it, and they will draft the quarterback in the top 10 of the 2026 NFL draft in Pittsburgh.
Holy horse follicles. That was detailed,
That's
Bob, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Confidence and conviction.
And I like that. I agree. I actually agree with every syllable and half syllable you just uttered, Limits. I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to announce this at the McAfee event that's coming to Pittsburgh. That's already sold out PPG Paints Arena. Am I right about that?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20,000 people.
They sold 1,700 other tickets, and that's when I got mine, and those sold out within like 10 minutes.
You know, this isn't a guy who's a once-in-a-while guest on McAfee, and they have a nice, you know, symbiotic relationship happening media-wise. It's a guy who makes over $1 million a year for going on that show, reportedly, and who has made big news, for better or worse, on that show. And I honestly believe that's going to happen. And if it was going to happen, you think Pat McAfee would tell us?
No, of course
not. You think he'd tell us going in? I think it's going to be a huge surprise announced. Not surprise anymore, but you know what I mean. It's going to be McAfee running out on that stage, or Aaron Rodgers onto that stage, and Limits in the audience. Who are you going with? Jack Hillgrove?
Yeah.
And you guys will be cheering, won't you?
Yes, we will be. At least I will be.
That would be great.
I'll be excited. I might bring a terrible towel to wave.
Wow. Can you imagine, Bob, if that does happen and the camera pans to Limits next to Jack Hillgrove, both of them going crazy, how great that would be?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't think it's going to happen. I just have a feeling it's not. That would disappoint you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. But there's going to be a lot of fun things, I would imagine, at this event that's going to be make it worth the while, I would think.
Well, he's not going to do it if it's not going to be entertaining, I'm sure.
From October of 23 on Pro Football Talk, Pat McAfee has paid Aaron Rodgers, quote, millions to appear on his show.
That's a nice budget to have.
Yeah, and you might say that Aaron Rodgers owes him one, Bob. You could say that, too. I just think that it's all coming up, Pat McAfee show here in a wrestling style, style announcement.
On Thursday, if it doesn't happen, how your situation will change.
And or maybe then McAfee owes Rodgers one. I don't know. Didn't he help raise the profile of that show too? I don't know which guy owes which guy more here.
I don't know either. Well, I wish it wouldn't come down to this. I wish this thing would have been solved already. I think there are a lot of things to discuss about the football team that go beyond quarterback. Remember, they gave up a whole bunch of rushing yards to all the teams down the stretch, including Baltimore in the playoffs, and they couldn't stop anyone. People seem to be, fixated on quarterback. I get that. But also, they have a lot of other things they have to fix. The time to fix it now is just a good draft.
I would not be shocked at Jalen Milroe. I wouldn't be. I'm not saying I would do it. That's a very different statement. I wouldn't be shocked if they took him.
I think you'll be shocked. The next day you'll come in here and your face will reveal shock. Can't believe they did that.